My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Not too long ago, I had two exterior doors delivered to the job site. The doors had issues that no amount of therapy was going to resolve. After meeting with the salesman from the lumberyard and the manufacturer's sales rep, we came up with a plan of action. Part of the plan involved having a new door frame manufactured and delivered. Hanging exterior doors is not my favorite thing. They're heavy, awkward, and need to go in just so to work right. Now, here I was with my replacement door frame. I had already pulled the door slab out of the defective frame. I looked at the door. I looked at the frame. I tried to come up with a reason why I shouldn't put the frame up first, then the door into the frame. Lacking a reason not to, that's what I did. Maybe it didn't really make the task easier, but it felt easier, and that's all that mattered to me. Here's how I did it. I put a heavy bed of silicone below the threshold, same as ever. How heavy? 1.5 tubes worth. Placing a heavy, awkward thing in a pile of silicone is always one of the challenging bits when hanging a door. It's challenging to keep that bed from making a mess. It was easy doing it with no door in the frame. Not that it makes a difference, but the door was an outswing. The frame was trimmed with 5/4 by 4. I placed scrap blocks of 5/4 to the outside of the trim and screwed them to the sheathing. Then I screwed scrap into the 5/4 that lapped over the frame's trim, holding it against the sheathing. I centered the frame in the opening and screwed it in place with just one screw at the base of the hinge side of the frame. Next, I hung the door in the frame. I closed the door and skewed the frame until the door showed an even reveal on all 4 sides. I attached the frame via screws through the trim. Next, I shimmed and screwed the jamb in place. Most door hanging instructions will say to attach the jamb prior to the trim, but I find it easier and tend to get better results the other way around. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.